Recorded Books presents Girls in the Hood, a memoir of Mama in South Central Los Angeles by Dr. Mary Hill Wagner, narrated by the author. To Mama, who wanted to Ellerby, who said I could, to Clancy, who said I must, to Andrea, who believed in it, to Jeff, who did the same, and to my beloved Marcus, who made it all possible. Note from the author. Memory has its own story to tell. I've tried to recreate events, locales, and conversations from my memories of them. I've retold them in a way that it evokes the feelings and meaning of what was said in all instances. The essence of the dialogue is accurate. Chapter 1. Mama Throws a Party. My mother was plotting murder at the kitchen table. Again. You shouldn't put up with that bullshit, Pat, my mother said. Just get yourself a big boiling pot and wait for that son of a bitch to go to sleep. Put that pot on nice and long and put in a little lye. Go in, shake the bed so he knows it's you, and dump that shit over his lying, wife-beaten, cheating-ass head. I stood in the kitchen on the red carnation milk crate. I tried to keep the dishes from clattering and clanging, but I just knew that my mother was going to glance over, notice my seven-year-old self, and yell something about getting out of grown folks' business. I knew that as soon as they started discussing Pat's husband, Gene, I was supposed to excuse myself and leave the room. It was risky to keep doing the dishes, but I wanted to hear what happened. Even though I was doing the dishes as I was supposed to, I wouldn't have been surprised if she'd kicked the crate from under me and let my head hit the tile floor just to teach me a lesson about snooping. My mother didn't like kids getting all up in grown folks' conversation. Pat said, but I can't, I just can't. You know I love that man. And he say he real sorry. You is a simple-ass bitch, my mother said to her best friend in the world. You're going to get enough of not listening to what I'm saying. I hope I don't have to go to your funeral or send that good-for-nothing man to his. Pat was a very tall woman who could reach anything on top of the refrigerator without getting up on her tiptoes. Now, she sat in one of the flowered padded dinette chairs with her long brown arms draped over the back. She could almost reach to the floor. Her wig seemed to be on sideways. Her apple red lipstick was smeared, and her eyes were bloodshot. My mother got up and went over to the refrigerator, reached in, and got out a red popsicle. She handed it to her friend. Pat held it against the knot over her right eye. You know what I've been telling you. I told you and told you that man was going to raise his hands to you one day. Remember? When you told me that he couldn't keep his Johnson in his pants and he was running around with every little hoe in that pagan-ass church you go to, I said, a man that will cheat on his woman will beat on his woman. I know you remember when I said that shit. And I said back then that you should put a cap in his ass or leave him. I told you those was your choices.
I thought about sending up a wish and crossing my fingers so they would be sure not to notice me. But it's hard to do dishes with crossed fingers. And if my mother discovered the dishes weren't done, in addition to the fact that I was snooping, well, I would get a wake-up whooping. Those were the worst kind, because you couldn't even pretend to outrun the blows when you were asleep. Pat pushed her big body away from the table and scratched the chair loudly on the floor. She smoothed down her sundress that had giant daisies on it. The dress barely covered her bottom. She tried to set her wig to rights, but it still hung crooked. I gotta go get dinner on, say, she said, using her pet name for my mother. I'll call you later. Pat came over to me and handed me the popsicle. I took it, although I was still pretending to be invisible. I set the popsicle on the counter and finished the dishes. My mother stood and accepted a hug from Pat. I climbed down from the crate awkwardly with the popsicle in my hand.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?